From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard assisted two Dungeness crab fishermen aboard a 40-foot commercial fishing vessel about 5 miles west of Trinidad Monday night into Tuesday. The crew aboard the 100-year-old Radiant contacted Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay at about 11 p.m. reporting that their vessel was experiencing electrical and propulsion issues. Personnel dispatched to Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay 47-foot motor lifeboat crew to the scene. Coast Guard crew placed the Radiant in a side tow at around 1 Tuesday morning and embarked on a 3-hour transit to Woodley Island Marina in Eureka. The Radiant was moored there at about 5:30 a.m. No one was hurt. In memory of David Josiah Lawson, the city of Arcata will be supporting a safe space for a community dialogue on race Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Members of the community will be coming together in an informal setting to help bring awareness to local racial discrimination and to talk about ideas on how the community can make progress and improve. All community members encouraged to take part. The discussion will be facilitated by Pastor Roger Williams. It happens at the D Street Neighborhood Center, located at 1301 D Street in Arcata. Well, bail is set at $25,000 for local rancher Raymond Christie following a 5-month investigation into animal cruelty on his land. Authorities who went there Monday found bovine bones and carcasses in and near waterways, as well as areas on the properties where cattle were being contained with little or no feed or grass. During service of the warrants, personnel also located about 250 to 300 deceased cows, some of which Christie had heaped into large piles about 10 feet high near an excavator. Others were located laying in or near waterways. Personnel also found a large number of cows contained in small or insufficient corrals and many malnourished animals. A plan to care for the remaining livestock owned by Christie still being developed. He faces a slew of charges. Well, as part of the Sustainable Futures Speaker Series, Emily Burns, Director of Science for Save the Redwoods League, will present Restoring Redwood Forests in a Changing Climate on Thursday, 5:30 to 7 in Founders Hall at Humboldt State University. The old-growth redwood forests of the North Coast store world records amounts of carbon, and the redwoods themselves are growing faster today than in previous decades. But little old-growth redwood forests remain after more than a century of timber harvest. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.